speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
May a Christian woman lead a public prayer if she knows a male member, or excuse me, if she knows no male members are present. To begin with, what does the Bible teach with reference to the role of women, what they can and cannot do? The role of women in the church and in her home are explicitly taught. For instance, the Bible identifies to us is that God has appointed that men are responsible for leading in the church. And therefore, when we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, that's why you find male members standing in front preaching. That's why you find male members standing in front waiting on the table, offering prayer, leading singing. All the roles that we find from a leadership standpoint are fulfilled by the men. Why? Because that is the order in which God has said it must be. God also says the reason that it is this way. He says because man was created first. That's one reason. The second reason is he identifies in the context is because the woman was deceived. And in that then, God has established that the men are going to take that leadership role in the church whenever we come together as the body of Christ to worship and to praise our God. But you and I also know, as we read and study from the Bible, is that it's not only from the church standpoint. It's even in the home, is it not? God identifies is that the husband is to be the head of the house. Now, that does not mean that he is to be a dictator. And men, we need to be very careful to make sure that as we are leading our homes according to the will of God and as we're striving to bring our families up, that we are considerate of our spouse as well as considerate of the needs of our family. But yet at the same time, the Bible says that we have the role, the responsibility, as well as the privilege to lead our homes as the head of that house, making the decisions, making sure not only that we make the decisions, but also that we are responsible for the decisions that are made in the home. At the same time, women are seen doing various things publicly. For instance, in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and verse 2, we read concerning Phoebe. And whenever I say publicly in this context, Phoebe is a worker in the church, a member of the body of Christ, and she has, if you would, a church home, meaning that the church meets in her home. Now, I want to say that we can deduce, we can draw a conclusion that she is not leading in church services or anything such as that. Why? Because God has already spelled out that the men are responsible for that role. But at the same time, she is identified as a servant in the church. So therefore, as she is reaching out amongst the brethren, but then also likely as she is reaching out in a public realm unto those who are outside of the body of Christ, hence she is serving the Lord, and that is identified is that this is a role that she was playing. But then in like figure, if you read from the book of Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through verse 28, we read concerning the man, Aquila and his wife Priscilla. And in the context there, a man by the name of Apollos had been teaching concerning the baptism of John. And the problem with what it is that he has been teaching is that John's baptism is no longer valid. Why? Because Jesus Christ our Lord has died on the cross. And as Priscilla and Aquila hear him teach this which is wrong, no longer valid, the scripture says is that they took him aside and taught him more perfectly the will of God. No doubt, the husband was involved in teaching, but at the same time, when God says they took him aside and taught him, it would infer, or as I would understand it, is that she also participated in that. So from a public standpoint, she is able to do certain things with regard to teaching. Why? Because we're outside of the context of the worship assembly, outside of the context of the church being together collectively. But then also, as I was putting the lesson together, I thought about what Paul teaches over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 4 through verse 8. He speaks in that context with reference to the male praying, and that with the male praying, that if he prays with his head uncovered, it's nothing to be ashamed of. In order for them to have shame or the lack of shame, individuals would have to see them praying, would they not? So therefore, it is at least in part somewhat of a public setting. It might also be in regard to a worship setting. We do not know completely. I know later on in the context, there's certainly a worship setting, if you go to verse 17 and following. But in this context, is he speaking with reference to worship? Maybe he is, maybe he's not. But at the same time, what we find is that the man is praying, and then later on in the same context, he reveals that the woman is praying. And that if she prays with her head uncovered, and I'm not going to get into the context or the discussion tonight as to her head being covered, is it a veil, long hair and such, that's not the question. But with her praying, with her head uncovered, the Bible identifies as that it would be shameful. So hence, to some degree, and here's my point, to some degree, she is praying publicly. In order for her to pray publicly, we would understand, though, is that a male would not be present, a male member would not be present. Why? Because the Bible says is that the woman is not to usurp authority over the male. And if a male member is present, she would be usurping authority over the male. She would be taking upon herself a role that God has not assigned to her. As we think then, with reference to the question, can the Christian woman lead a public prayer if she knows that no male members are present? Well, to begin with, prayer must be offered. And I want to add some things that was actually posed with this question, and this was praying for a meal. We ought to pray as Christians all the time, correct? But whenever we pray or whenever we get ready to partake of a meal, we also ought to thank God for that meal. So the individual who has submitted this question, I would say, is that either a public prayer has to be offered or you should offer a private prayer. And certainly the safest scenario would be for you to offer a private prayer. But at the same time, would it be wrong or offensive or unscriptural for them to teach, or excuse me, for them to lead the public prayer if no male members are present? If no male members are present, then I do not believe that she would be violating Scripture to lead that prayer. In fact, it might be a teachable moment to where that she has identified amongst those who are present. She's gone about saying to these male members, what church do you go to? Are you a baptized believer in Christ? Asking those various questions, and that within itself is going to be an eye-opener or generates questions at least, and might give them an opportunity then to teach individuals further. But then, in like figure, I want to encourage, do not violate your conscience. Even though something might not be completely unscriptural, that we're not able to give a 100% thus saith the Lord on this, we've got to be very careful that we do not violate our conscience, that we would go beyond what it is that our understanding might possibly be at any given time. Why? Because whenever we do, then we're going to have to deal with ourselves. And still at the same time, I guess a degree of that could even be good because it might challenge us to go back and to re-look and to re-study things. So that we would be able to come to a clearer understanding. But at the same time, let me also offer a word of caution with regard to this. Not only do we want to be careful about violating our conscience, brethren, we also want to be very careful about violating the conscience of others. And therefore, if someone would have a problem with this, a member of the church, then by all means we should do, I believe, the right thing and refrain from it. What would you do in that situation? Then again, a personal private prayer would certainly be what I would suggest.